But it is willing to sacrifice the stability of the planet's life support systems. We simply cannot let them do it. Thank you.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor $15 Now, a community hearing on the City of Portland's fair wage policy. This hearing will happen Monday, October 20th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at the SEIU Union Hall at 3536 Southeast 26th Avenue in Portland. Portland's fair wage policy was adopted by the city in 1995 and is currently $10.38 an hour plus benefits. The community hearing will have testimony from workers, and Portland City Commissioners will be present and will be invited to respond to the workers' testimony. Again, that's $15 Now, a community hearing on the City of Portland's fair wage policy. Monday, October 20th, 7 p.m. at the SEIU Union Hall, 3536 Southeast 26th Avenue in Portland. More information about this event can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events. KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Voices in Action, Human Rights on Film, presented by the Northwest Film Center. While cinema provides entertainment and escape, for many filmmakers and viewers it is a vital portal into the lives of others, a medium of engagement, and a powerful tool for social action. Films will be shown from Thursday, October 6th through Wednesday, November 9th and include the films Familia, Sing Your Song, An African Election, Windfall, and more. Again, that's Voices in Action, Human Rights on Film, presented by the Northwest Film Center, located at the Witzel Auditorium, 1219 Southwest Park Avenue in Portland. More information about the films can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
This is KBOO Portland. It's about 11:02 a.m. Coming up on the Incomparable Radio Zine, we're going to hear part one of Startup City, a five-week series looking at the new tech industry in the Portland area, followed by Per Fagring speaking with Philip Camella, a practicing attorney, radio show host, and author of The Collapse of Materialism. So keep it locked right here on your community radio, KBOO.
There's a new tech boom happening in Portland. Because of well-known tech companies such as Intel, Portland and Hillsboro have long been called the Silicon Forest after California's Silicon Valley. But in recent years, more and more new tech companies have chosen to make Portland their home. For example, this spring, Airbnb moved its North American headquarters to Portland, and eBay recently doubled its downtown office space. In August, members of Portland's emerging tech community got together at TechFest Northwest, a two-day conference held at OMSI, in which they shared ideas and discussed the future of technology in Portland. Now in its fourth year, TechFest Northwest included local as well as national speakers talking about a wide range of subjects, from drones to startup marketing, from robots to storytelling, from digital privacy and government monitoring to speculation about the next age in computing. I spoke with Lizzie Kasten, one of the organizers of this year's TechFest Northwest. When people talk about Portland being a new tech hub, what exactly does this mean?
Technology is everywhere. It's not just about jobs. It's not just about programming. It's really about how we live and how it's changing our city. When I say tech, I mean everybody from anthropologists like Genevieve Bell, who's going on as our last speaker. It's designers. It's writers. It's people that actually develop things. It's people that make things. It just filters out into everywhere, and it is a connector in Portland.
Part of the recent growth of the tech community in Portland is due to tech companies deciding to move or relocate their headquarters here. I talked to Lindsay Wolf-Logston, communication manager at Simple, a company that has created an app to simplify online banking and budgeting.
Simple actually had a lot of opportunity to have our headquarters in a place like New York or San Francisco, but we really decided Portland was the right place for us. And, you know, with Intel having a huge presence here for a really long time, there's a nice history of technological innovation here in Portland.
What do you think is attracting tech companies like Simple to Portland as opposed to larger cities like New York or San Francisco?
Well, I actually just moved here back to Portland about 9 months ago from Silicon Valley, and I've talked to a lot of people about why I think Portland is a great place for startups and for the technology industry right now. I think the earnestness of Portland, the passion that people have for the work that they do, is one of the main reasons we decided to have our headquarters here in Portland.
And it's not just tech companies that are moving to Portland. Many individuals are also relocating to Portland to find jobs in the tech industry. One of the attendees at this year's Tech Fest Northwest was a self-described Mac genius who had just that week moved from the East Coast to Portland. I asked him what attracted him to Portland in particular.
Well, being from the East Coast, everyone's pretty like in their own groups already. Here, everyone's like, hey, what's up? What do you do? So it's like really like open arms, very awesome.
A representative for Tai Oregon and one of this year's sponsors of TechFest Northwest echoes this sentiment. Tai Oregon is a nonprofit organization that promotes entrepreneurship by connecting those who want to start a business with a network of professional mentors.
There's a real sense of entrepreneurship and of ideas and creativity in this community. Now more than ever, entrepreneurship is becoming a viable path for people, both young and old. Interestingly, Tai Oregon is just going to be launching a youth program this year for high schoolers. But we also see that, and the stats really also show this, that entrepreneurship is really emerging among older people as well. I mean, a lot of us have kind of run into the situation where careers are not the way they used to be anymore. There's no such thing as job security. And on the one hand, that's a massive challenge, but on the other hand, that presents an opportunity for people to start pursuing their own ideas.
What TechFest Northwest makes clear is that innovation doesn't happen in a vacuum. I asked Lizzie Kasten to talk a little bit about why it was important to bring people together to talk about technology in Portland.
What we realized is that we didn't have something that kind of bridged the gap between consumers, or I should say citizens, and techies, and people that work in tech, and the people that want to work in tech. So we decided to have a conference that could try to cover all those bases, and then add Music Fest Northwest.
Roberto Casanueva lives in Seattle, but traveled to Portland to work as a volunteer for both TechFest Northwest and Music Fest Northwest.
I'm really inspired by South by Southwest. It's a festival and music with technology in Austin, and it's just growing with leaps and bounds, and the two really, I think there's a lot of synergy between the two, and this is the first I've seen of a Northwest event trying to do the same. So music and tech, that sounds like a good time.
Do you see a connection between innovation in technology and music?
Pushing the boundaries, pushing culture, pushing music makes you think, and technology pushes what's possible. And you put the two together, you got some awesomeness, yeah.
Next week in this 5-part series on new technologies in Portland, I'll take a closer look at the job market and what some people have called a new gold rush of opportunity for those willing to learn computer coding. I'm Suzanne LeGrand, and this is KBOO Community Radio.
This is KBOO Portland. It's about 11:09 a.m. coming up on The Incomparable Radio Zine. Per Fargreen's going to speak with Phil Camela, and I believe they'll be taking your calls as well, so stay tuned.
Well, good morning. My name is Per Fogring. In this segment of the Radio Zine, we're going to be talking some heavy-duty philosophy. Guest is Philip Comella, who's a radio show host and the author of a book, The Collapse of Materialism. So, Philip Comella, welcome to KBOO.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me. It's great being here. Appreciate
yeah,
it.
Well, why don't we jump right into it? What is materialism? You know, we have our daily version, but that's different from the philosophical version.
Yeah, well, materialism really is the undergirder to the way we look at the world, and it really is like the base lens. Specifically, what it means is that ultimate reality is a thing or a particle, example being the God particle, which the folks are looking for in the Large Hadron Collider in Europe. It says that there is no purpose or direction to the world because things don't have any meaning. It says that there is no connection between consciousness and the mind or the physical world. An example would be genes. We think that we are just mechanical bits of pieces. We call these things genes, and that these genes operate outside the control of the mind. This is really the governing